Chick flicks. Do by the most bro voice ever.
Yeah, chick flicks, dude. You love them, right?
When girls are on their periods, we have to watch them.
Yeah, they're super stupid, but I power through.
Sometimes I follow the plot, and then I'm upset that I like it.
Yeah. More like 10 things I hate about how much I love this movie.
Just tell that there are some good vibes.
We're about to nerd out right now.
It's happening. Yeah. We have, you know, there's always, you know, you guys can always tell when something's different when Steve is over on my side.
Oh, yeah. We got a special guest tonight.
Please welcome our pal, Ron Funges, to Scissor Bros.
Ooh, in unison.
Yeah.
I liked it.
We rehearsed it a lot.
Okay. Well, it paid off.
Yeah. Thank you.
Practice makes perfect.
Thank you.
We're excited for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve has been dying to ask you. I even had to cut him off before the podcast because he started asking so many gaming questions. I was like, dude, we're 1 minute away from film and save it for the camera.
I mean, I've been around you and you haven't even known it. Like, yeah.
That seems like you.
Yeah. Meltdown Comics, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, there was a night where it was my neighbor at the time, David Cope. He did some kind of night, and then you were involved. And my neighbor Craig, my good friend neighbor Craig, we helped film it. Do you remember Meltdown?
Yeah,
do you remember those days?
Absolutely, I remember Dave. I mean, David, of course, and then I remember Craig as well, coming over and hanging out and playing.
Oh my
video
god, he'll be
games.
So happy you remember. You remember Craig?
Yeah.
So he said to tell you hi, and he was excited.
Oh, this is good podcast, he was excited.
We're in it.
We were browing down early. We were talking about Sacconis, and
yeah.
Because can you show me your beautiful shoes? Take one off. I mean, I've never even seen these.
It's just a fun dad shoe. A little bit of color, a little bit of a pop to let people know you're fun.
And then I was happy because I'm a Sacconi guy too.
Jeremiah, put yours up.
No, he's not on our tip.
Oh,
he's got that Nike.
Different.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bradley's baby, shout out to Andrew Nicholas. Great Christmas present.
So shout out to Andrew Nicholas. So you mentioned those are special, right? You didn't get those off Melrose or Fairfax. You got those online, huh?
Yeah. I'm a big sneakerhead. I love buying sneakers a lot. I've designed a couple of pairs of sneakers. And so I just love sneakers quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
And how many pairs of Sacconis do you think you have right now?
I think I have, of Sacconis, I have 4, and I just bought another pair.
The ones that you showed me on your phone?
No, I have those already.
You have those already?
Yeah.
How much are those?
I think when I bought them, they were $85, but I think they're more now.
That's why we love Sacconi, man, you know, frugal brothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're frugal and they're fun.
You got to get with the program.
I mean, these were given to me.
I know, but you don't have a pair of Sacconis.
No, I've never worn them before.
Plus, the Velcro straps are always...
Go ahead, Ron. Let them have it.
It's just never a good look for a person of full faculties.
Go ahead, Ron. Stay on him. Don't let him off the hook. Hold on. Stay on him.
Full faculties?
Maybe I misspoke. Of a person not on the spectrum.
Dude, go ahead, Ron. Stay on.
I just say that because my son, who is on the spectrum, wears a lot of shoes with Velcro because he doesn't.
So I'm Velcro bros with his son, man.
You're on
the spectrum as well. Then if the Velcro, right?
Well, I guess I could be spectrum by association with the Velcro shoes. Mm-hmm.
I like that rap group from the 80s.
Spectrum by association. The covers.
They were on the forefront of accessibility.
They were real big when I was growing up. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I like, dude. I've worn Velcro for years, man. Did you not know that about me?
No, I didn't.
Even
know
Even before these,
I did not know that.
I was the kid who wore Velcro as a. I was a. I guess a hipster before a hipster. I wore Velcro in high school, and I thought I loved it. I loved it.
You like your wallet too?
I had a Velcro wallet too.
Yeah, like.
What you do?
Now or when? Yeah, how dude. Late? Like,
what do you mean?
As a teenager or an adult?
What, a Velcro wallet?
Yeah.
I haven't had a Velcro wallet in a while.
Okay. Why?
I have a Ridge.
Why wouldn't you have a Velcro wallet now?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
It's not as, they're not as great as, as other products now.
What? Why?
Because like. The coin purse, like the zipper that's on the inside, like I try not to carry loose change in my pockets anymore. And I try to carry a thin extra wallet is who sponsors us, not Rich. Whoops.
You were doing a, what are you doing, a sponsorship announcement?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I carry in my pocket.
Why don't you break that out?
Are you sleep on a Helix?
Do a little commercial.
Woo! Maybe I do. Maybe I do. If Helix wants to send a mattress, I'll be sleeping on that real soon.
Is that still around, the Helix mattresses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, you got one of those too, Ron?
Yeah, I got one. You put it in my son's room for
nice.
Him.
Nice. Yeah.
And what promo code do you
use?
Yeah,
what promo
I don't know if they're a sponsor currently for me. So
okay.
I gotta make
what are the
sure.
advantages
I just
of that?
Got an email from BetterHelp that I got to start mentioning them on other people's podcasts in order to keep it going. Because we're not doing
what?
It. So BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
Promo code /Funches.
Yeah,
no matter what
go.
Podcast
you're
watching.
Yo.
They can help you out at any time.
This is a new tactic going on other people's podcasts with your
and
promo
code.
Your,
yeah, you're doing your promo code. And then put that out so they could use the promo code. Good look. So back to the Helix. Is it a really quality mattress there, the Helix?
Yeah, of course.
So what's special about the...
They custom fit it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're custom. They're custom fitted?
Yeah, that's what I love about anything is a custom fit. I love a custom fit.
Yeah, is it? Is
Me
the...
too.
Yeah, those are for nobody else.
See, I know he's getting, hey, I didn't
he's
do it.
He's going in on
yeah,
me.
I like, Ron, I like what you're doing. Ron, I like what you're doing.
No,
I didn't do it.
Steve loves it because
I didn't do it.
I dish it to Steve sometimes.
He gives me a hard time.
Sometimes. Really?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
Really?
But you look out.
I even
you mostly
out?
Look out. You mostly look
okay.
out.
You really said it like a married couple too, where you felt safe because you were in mixed company. You did like you wouldn't feel safe to have said this alone.
Yeah, are we like a married couple?
You do this to me, and I wince sometimes.
No, I don't. You make
yeah,
it
you,
seem,
no. You
I don't
definitely
do that, dude.
Do. You win.
Ron,
you,
come on, man.
I promise. When Steve
Defend
gets upset,
me,
he's like, come on. Like,
no, you. I don't do that, man.
Yes,
yeah. No, I'm not a violent guy at all. I'm a gamer, and I want to get to video games.
No.
With you.
We
got to
stay
gamer,
on this
dude.
For one
I'm
second.
I'm on Warzone all day.
Because don't lie. You do that.
I'm
when
not a violent
I,
guy. I'm
when
not
I,
a violent
when
guy.
I say something no. about. Yeah.
I say, think about it. I
no,
do that.
No.
Yeah. I go.
This
I
is when the cameras
it.
Are not rolling.
Yeah.
When they're not rolling, you're
no,
like...
No, you're making it seem like I'm a UFC kind of like a tough
no,
guy.
No, your wrestling
Broly,
flares
yeah.
up from the
yeah.
past.
Ron, I used to wrestle in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, I wore tights and the whole thing.
Oh, that yeah. seems fun. Yeah.
Do they call them tights?
Singlets.
Yeah, they're definitely
Yeah, singlets.
Tights.
Yeah?
Yeah, singlets.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know he's a big wrestling guy, right?
You are?
Not of amateur descent, but professional.
He just called like, you an amateur, bro.
I know I am.
Get
I am.
Ready
I never
to,
made it the pros.
From well, the,
yeah,
a roast session
people,
from
when they
Ron
say they
Funches.
Wrestle in high school, they usually don't mean they hit each other with chairs and tables.
No.
They usually...
But how much better would that be?
I would love it.
Yeah. High school wrestling
They did
with
a whole
chairs?
South Park episode about that.
Ah, genius.
So who are some of your favorite wrestlers growing up? Like, were you around during like Hulk Hogan and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the first matches I saw. It's Hulk Hogan versus Earthquake at the Rosemont Horizon.
Wow.
In
Do you remember Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah,
Coco
sure.
Beware?
Yes, absolutely. And his bird Frankie. It's just fun.
Well, Hillbilly Jim?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so you know all the old, you know your stuff.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff
I'm
for sure.
I'm starting a wrestling podcast.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Yeah. British Bulldogs?
Of course. I know both of them. And Matilda.
The only Matilda I know is a little girl with magic powers.
She's great too. And then I think, then, Danny DeVito do something with wrestling? I don't know. It seems like he would have.
He would have been great mm-hmm. as a wrestler.
Absolutely, he would have. Yeah. Like a little potato.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the Penguin in Batman. Like, he could have easily wrestled as the Penguin.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but I sat in his chair. I already told this story, but yeah, me and Danny DeVito, I did something bad. My brother invited me to.
Tell him about it.
So I was at this award show. It was in Koreatown. I think Quentin Tarantino was like there hosting it. And my brother was one of the announcers. And I was backstage. And I'm sober now, but I was drunk back then. So I was backstage drinking people's drinks. And I was sitting in Danny DeVito's spot. And he questioned me. He goes, I think you're sitting where I was sitting. And I go, nah, dude, this is my spot. And so, yeah, so I embarrassed myself there, Ron. And then I also...
He alphaed Danny DeVito. Yeah,
and then I also kind of fanned out on Ralph Macchio that night because I grew up with Karate Kid. I love Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little kung fu thing in front of him too as well.
I feel like he probably didn't like that.
No, I don't. Yeah, I was never invited again to one of those things ever.
Well, what a way to have the one you did go to. A lot of people are just a wallflower for 20 of those events. The one that you went to, you have made sure you were remembered.
I hope he doesn't remember that. So can I make an amends to Danny if he happens to be watching?
He Scissor might be Bros. Watching Scissor Bros right okay, now.
So he loves it.
No, people, you never know who's watching.
I know. This is the internet.
So, Danny, I'm sorry for sitting in your seat, and I was wrong. I'm 14 years sober now, and I apologize for sitting in your seat, and it'll never happen again.
Oh, I'm remiss to say... Ron, we didn't even introduce you to our giraffe, Gerald.
Oh, cool. That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun name. I like that.
Do you have any questions for Gerald?
I just mostly just wonder why he feels the need to stand so close to me.
Gerald?
I just long for human connection, and you're so sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Want to bump uglies?
Gerald, do you have any questions for Ron?
It's weird that he's so close, and yet I can have a so difficult time hearing him. Also, it feels like he got beef with me.
No, he's friendly, Ron.
Oh, the bitch saw through my niceness.
How would you respond to that, Ron?
Yeah, you want to fucking go?
Anytime.
Oh, okay. You're coming in hot to this podcast, Ron. I like your energy tonight,
yeah,
man.
You know me.
Yeah.
I do know you.
And so, Ron, over here is our friend Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to ask our friend Terrence?
Are you named after acclaimed actor and it's hard out there for a pimp performer, Terrence Howard?
Oh, yeah. Hustle and Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence, what do you have to say to that?
Ron. Let him... I was around thousands of years before Terrence Howard.
Does that answer your question?
It does. I really appreciate you sharing that with me, and I know that was difficult.
I haven't been awoken for a while, so I appreciate the conversation.
Okay, well, now that you've met everybody on set, I think that we should do some scissors.
Yeah.
Have you ever done... You said you've seen some clips of Scissor Bros, but I'm excited to do some scissors with you because... Well, one thing that I really like about your podcast mm-hmm. is you do positive affirmations mm-hmm. on your podcast. Mm-hmm. In this podcast, we try to keep the positivity up as high as possible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's real easy. And, you know, you viewers and listeners can do it along at home with us. Is we just cross our arms like this and we cross out the negativity.
Yeah. Ron, how many do you want to do? How many scissors would you like to do?
Feels like three.
Okay, let's do three.
Okay, we'll just do three?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Make them count. One, two, and three.
So good.
You know how we know... you know how I know that we're linked? We always do things in threes on this podcast, and you didn't even know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
Yeah. I have to touch my fridge three times. Yeah, I do threes.
Like an OTD type of thing?
Yeah, I think I'm about to go see a psychiatrist, so I think I have a combination of OCD.
Well, maybe you could go to betterhelp.com and use the promo code Funges.
Go to betterhelp.com/Funges, okay?
Tell them
they can help you out.
It's not Funges. It's Funges.
Yeah. Oh, Funges. That's what I said.
You said Funges.
Ron, did I say Fun? No, I didn't say Funges.
You said Funges.
I said Funges.
I mean, it's in my ear right now, brother, yeah, but yeah.
You can play it back
the podcast. Funges. Did Steve say Funges or did he say Funges just a second ago?
Funges. Funges. Funges.
Funges.
Well, I meant Funges.
Thank you.
I meant Funges.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I have a combination of different things going on too. And you mentioned your son is on this spectrum as well. That's interesting to me because I don't know much about autism, but I think I may have a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
Me myself.
Who doesn't?
You think he does?
I mean, from the shoes again previously, yes. But who knows? It's just everybody, you know, that's why it's such a spectrum. Everybody has a little bit of something.
Let's coach.
It's just neurodiversity. Yeah. All our brains work a little bit differently.
How do you define like autism? Because I don't know much about it. I mean, because you probably are well read on this.
If all types of autism are different. So, different people affects people in different ways. For my son and for a lot of people, it just shows up with like developmental delays and speech delays and things of that nature. Sometimes texture issues.
What about social? Like,
certainly.
Okay. So you never, I don't really talk about this, but I feel like I, you know.
Think you're on the spectrum?
I think so, a little bit.
When did you start feeling this?
Well, I've read comments on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, those will make you feel that way. For sure.
I'm sensitive, you know. I don't read much, but some of them I do.
If we're going off YouTube comments, yeah. I got it too then.
Really?
Somebody commented.
Someone said, hold on, you say yours first, and then I'll say mine.
Somebody commented, there's like, how does Jeremiah not know that he's neurodiverse? That's what someone said.
I like that one because it just seems like they're trying to help you. Like, it's not rude at all.
It wasn't malicious at all.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Like some idiot savant autistic, just like I'm an idiot or something.
But they called you a savant?
Yeah, something that's like sometimes I don't realize that I do something. I do something, but it might be a brilliant thing. But I don't realize. Oh, that's a smart thing I just did, or something.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't. Is that autism? I don't know.
I don't think I can diagnose you.
Yeah,
but the fact that you guys have a plant and a giraffe and the wallpaper that you have, they're all things that I would.
Is this on the spectrum too, Terrence and Gerald's on the spectrum too? All of this, yeah, it is a bit weird, huh? Like this is not a. Your ordinary pot, like just our setup is different.
I mean, these are our friends.
I know, but it's like, dude, we're grown men. This looks like a.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to talk through a tree than to let your own feelings out.
Yeah, I just realized that we may have to change this all up.
What do you mean,
get more a little bit more grown up.
No way, man.
What do you think?
No, I don't want to break what's going up. You guys got
like the vibe and everything?
You got good vibe. There's an openness now. What do you guys feel now? Did Jesus and Meryl breaking up? Do you feel like you guys are next to get a big show and then fall apart at friendship-wise? Or would you be open to that? How much money would it take for you guys to be open to ruin your friendship completely?
Now, that's a question. Oh, that's a great question. That is a great question.
Ron, that's legitimately
a good question.
That's really insightful there.
Please.
How much do you think?
What do you put it come to? We should agree on this. It's got to be a six-figure thing, right?
I knew,
this would break our friendship up.
I also knew that right away. I knew it wasn't seven figures. I knew it was...
How'd you know that? Oh, my God.
At least six figures.
He knew it, dude. He's smart, dude. This guy knows what he's talking about.
I know.
This guy's
smart. I got
smart.
A number in my head, I think.
Okay, let's play this game. Wait, you got a number in your head?
Okay, okay.
Okay, and then we'll give you our answer, but then you reveal that at the end. Mm-hmm. So describe, what's the deal again? What would break up our friendship and this podcast?
In a monetary amount.
Yeah, you need a monetary amount. You know, I mean, just from the way things seem to go, whether it's the everyday struggle people, the Joe Budden podcast, the Aldiza's and Merrill. If you have a podcast where it's you and your best buddy and it gets really successful, eventually something's going to come between you. And so you got to know going into that you're going to break up and that at some point you'll never talk to each other again. So you got to figure out how much money makes it worth it for you.
I got love for this guy, though. You know
I
what
love
mean?
This guy.
That's true. I'm not asking okay. you to just do it for $50. Yeah.
So this is like a real amount.
Steve is really thinking about it now. He's really
no,
thinking about it.
You feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Where I won't see this guy ever again. It's like, hey, dude, here's,
no, you'll
your,
see
here's your money.
You'll see
here's
him.
My money. Peace.
No,
like
you'll
that type
see
of
him again, but it will always be awkward.
Tarnished, yeah.
And people will, there will be beef between, like what happened, oh, like you'll go to a baseball game and you'll walk in 12 feet ahead of him, then, not acknowledging him, and then he'll walk in after you.
That makes me sad.
That's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's got to be in the millions then.
Really? You think so?
Well, yeah. Don't go ahead.
$450,000.
No, is that your amount?
I'm just kidding.
No. Seriously,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, brother.
Yeah, that's what
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, $450,000.
I thought that was a funny number.
Oh.
Wait, that did you just almost say two?
No, I didn't
did
say
you
two.
Did you say two?
No, I was going to say 2.8.
No, we were talking in the 100,000. Did you just...
Million, though. Million. Million. In the million.
Is
right,
it?
Ron? Right, Ron?
I don't think so.
2.8.
He almost said 200 grand.
No, not 200 grand. Are you out of your mind? Why would I lowball the $450,000? That's absurd. Ryan, come on, dude. Come on, defend me a little
okay,
bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It would have to be in the millions.
Okay.
$5 million.
$5 million. Wow, you're ridiculous. That seems like a lot.
Well, I love this guy.
I love you, man.
Yeah, true.
Okay,
yeah.
I said five.
Okay.
I feel...
Well, hold on. Let's...
Now. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, you going to go?
No. We weren't
right. No, but you have to say yours. Because I'm going to... They're going to be $5 million. Oh, Steve, $5 million. Then you didn't say yours.
Yeah, you say yours.
I don't. Oh, that's a hard
I'll
one, man.
I'll look away, dude. Go ahead. I'll look away.
We could agree on five.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I love
five
you, man.
I love you too. Five.
I'll see you at the bottom.
Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, okay. I know more about Jeremiah and his background than Steve.
Yeah.
So I got a couple dude. Questions. Yeah. Do you have any kids? Do you have any?
I have one other podcast. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And, okay,
he has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, long distance right now.
Long
so
distance.
Shout out to her.
So still just you. So you feel Pittsburgh like you represent. Could hold it out longer. I feel like that for sure. For sure. I feel like for Steve, the answer probably truly is at least $2 million. I don't feel like five. I feel like five is hopeful, but I feel like $2 million might be enough. Five for sure. He did say five.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, I feel like if I gave you $600,000 tax free today.
It's tax free $600,000. But he has kids, man.
Exactly.
He's got kids, man. Oh my, that's, dude, look at him. Don't look at me. He said it. Look at him, dude.
This is a sad revelation today. Hey, we got to clear the air right now with three more scissors. One, two, and three. Okay, we're done with that talk.
Yeah.
We are not. We are. I didn't like that one. I'm sweating.
Oh my God. You're making me sweat.
I'm sweating
too.
Right now.
Yeah.
The temperature just raised in here a bit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You would think it'd be more because you have kids. He gave me more of the benefit of the doubt.
He's saying because I have a child that I'm more desperate than you to take the money. That's what the reality is.
Oh my God.
Because I'm like, oh, that could buy a lot of shoes and food,
diapers,
for my food, yeah, for my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is real talk.
This is some deep. Oh man, Ron just comes in to roast. And then chop us down.
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Divide.
He's going to be the last Funches standing by the end of this podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. You know what? We should let's try to make up a song with Ron.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like I'll have a video game vibe because I want to get to the video games after this as well.
Okay. Okay. You ready to do some singing, Ron?
Sure.
Our hero wakes from his bed. Last night he slept so well, 'cause he was fed. A Pokemon looks at him through the windowsill, and he wonders if he should capture or kill. He goes outside and leaves his mom's house. It's not a Pokemon, but just a simple field mouse. Contemplating friendship in every direction, wondering where his friends are. He looks up to the sky and he sees the moon and one single star, and that star's name is Ron. That star's name is Ron. A man wakes from his bed. He's feeling well fed. He's happy with his choices, 'cause now he has 600 grand. Stevie's dead to him. He never will see him again. Well, all the diapers are paid for, and the stress is all for him.
His only friend is a star, and that star's name is Ron. He wonders what happened in life and what went wrong, because Stevie's gone. He's gone.
Game over.
Good song, guys. Good one, guys. Real good one.
Do you want a rebuttal?
No.
You want
fine.
A little rebuttal? Yeah. I think you should.
No. Oh, yeah. He's been my friend the whole time. $5 million is what I said, but you know where my heart stands. You're my scissor brother. I'll walk with you to the end of time. It's so hypothetical.
I love you too. Hypothetical, Ron.
We're just talking.
Let's game over together.
So Starfield's coming out, huh?
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you pretty excited about that game?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it'd be a bit much for me, but I'm excited to start it up and then play it for like 6 to 7 hours mm-hmm. and then play something else for
a while. What are you excited about? Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah, I have seen it. It seems, makes it look like it's fun. Just the amount of planets and exploration makes it seem so much fun.
Oh, I think over 1,000 planets or something like that.
Yeah, that seems, again, as a parent, it seems like too much for
that's
me.
That's a bit much, huh?
It's a lot of planets
to explore. Mine, you could build your own spacecrafts or whatnot. I mean, you probably, you wouldn't have time for that. I mean, you would have to really dive into that.
Yeah, I'm
you play other Bethesda games?
Yeah, I have. I played the Fallout series. I enjoy very much, for sure.
I mean, come on, dude.
I just restarted New Vegas.
Yeah,
but
Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you remember that motel that with the dinosaur?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that mission where you had to shoot some? You had to go to, at night, go to the dinosaur and shoot that person. I think it was a raider or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. I'm sorry. We're nerding out here.
No, I'm letting you do your
Skyrim.
Thing.
Skyrim.
I don't like fantasy as much as sci-fi.
Scissor Brothers. Displayed is the cool new metal poster you'll want in every room, man. They'll have millions of cool designs available featuring gaming, movies, comics, and anime.
They also have officially licensed designs from Star Wars, Netflix, and more. I like the Star Wars stuff, like especially like the Millennium Falcon and like the Stormtroopers and different stuff like that.
Righteous.
And guess what? It only took me 20 seconds to hang that up, and there was like no power tools needed.
No damage, no frustrations.
Yeah.
Once you mount this bad boy up, you can switch out a new plate in a flash. With every one that you buy, Display will plant a tree.
I love trees, dude. Click the link in our description to see some of our favorite displays and save up to 29%.
Get 20% off when you buy one or two and 29% off when you buy three or more. Discounts will automatically be applied to your cart when you click the link or use Scissor Bros when you visit Display.com.
That's Display.com, code Scissor Bros, or click the link in our show notes. I mean, it's pretty sweet.
Like your look there and your muscles.
Hey, you too. I mean, as a paramedic, we have to have muscles and know how to save lives. And you know what saved me a lot of time? Putting this up without power tools.
Displate!
It's pretty good, dude.
What's up, Bessa?
Yo, what up, dog?
Guess what, fool? Manscaped would like to introduce you to their best, biggest hygiene bundle yet. We need to get it in our commissary. Next week is called the Platinum Package, fool.
Well, wait. You're saying that they got a new package for that ass?
Simone, they say it has this stuff in it. Ultra's new package. You don't have this though, huh, fool?
Oh, wait a second. You talking about this? This stuff right here? I got double stuff. I got the weed whacker.
You got the weed whacker too, Essa?
Yeah, and I got the ultra smooth package.
Mm-hmm. Where's your lawnmower 4.0? I got mine in my locker, fool.
Mine's coming through the commissary.
So that comes with the package, the platinum.
Well, there's also like a bag that they give you and stuff like that, like an ultra premium collection. So you'll smell fresh from clean to head
this
to bottom.
This is the best, fool.
It really is.
It makes your balls fresca, everything, Mato, you know?
Yo, can I just tell you? I shaved my ballsack and I felt like a human platypus jumping into the water at SeaWorld, and it was beautiful.
You're loco, fool. Damn. So anyway, the Platinum Package 4.0 covers all bases. It's the best bang
for your
shebang, I said.
Yeah, dog.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SCISSORBROS at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SCISSORBROS at manscaped.com. It's time to enjoy the finer things in life.
Simone, say.
So get yourself a platinum package for your platinum package.
Yes, say. Manscaped.
Manscaped has been real cool to support us, you know what I'm saying?
Simone.
Yeah.
You want to go get some grilled cheese or what, fool?
I would love that, but first, can you help me shave my paint hole? Manscaped.
So I've played Skyrim, and I like it when they put the mod on there that makes the dragon like Macho Man Randy Savage. But
oh, Macho Man.
Wow.
Macho, I remember Macho Man.
Here, I want to hear your Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, bite into a Slim Jim.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But do you remember Slim
Jim? Way better than I thought it was going to be.
Honestly, it was going to be. I thought it was going to be Matt. It was way better.
It was really solid. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eyes, the energy changes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man. I had the action figures, man. I had the ring.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had Hulk Hogan. I had Hillbilly Jim. And then I remember I had the ring, and they you could kind of bend their arms. They were like, yeah. Do you remember
them? Make them hop. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And so any other video games you're playing right now, Mark?
Right now I'm playing a bunch of games all the time. I'm mostly excited. I got Steam Deck, which is really fun.
Okay, what's that all about?
It's basically, if you play PC games, it's their version of like a Nintendo Switch. So you can play the same games that you play on your Steam account and then take them on the go with you. Yeah. So it's really fun. They just go back and forth and play big league games whenever you want to.
That's what's up.
That sounds fun.
It is real fun.
You have Marvel versus Capcom in your garage now, and I got to play that. Man, that took me back. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's one of my prized possessions.
Yeah.
It's that arcade machine. I love it.
It's beautiful. Dope, dude.
Thank you.
I think we both have frogs in our throats.
Is that, what game is that again? Is that like a fighting game? Is that like a fighting game?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You like never, wait. You never played Marvel versus Capcom?
That's when you could play with Street Fighter characters too.
Street Fighter, Marvel, Capcom.
Oh yeah. That was a minute ago, right? That's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah. Those in the arcade.
He has like a classic arcade setup.
Oh, you have an arcade set, like a real console, like an arcade setup.
I have three arcade machines in my garage, and then I have two in my office.
Wow. Where could one get that?
There's a few places in LA. Mostly the best has been either looking on Craigslist or this place that I like in Pasadena called Neon Retro Arcade. They've been helping me find machines when I need them, and they're a great place to just go for a birthday party. If you want to hang out, go to Neon Retro Arcade. But they got me my Miss Pac-Man machine, and then another machine, my Neo Geo machine.
Neo Geo and the Miss Pac-Man. We all grew up with that.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. That's what I want my house to feel like, a round table pizza. Yeah.
Oh, you grew up with those too?
Just a salad bar, some Jello with some whipped cream in it. Yeah.
Would you ever put animatronics in your house?
No, that seems terrifying at nighttime.
Oh, that's Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz.
Yeah.
Pizza. We all grew up with that.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. But the animatronics, I feel like, this is asking for them to come to life and be possessed.
Yeah, it's too much. That's scary.
Killed in your sleep by an animatronic?
I mean, what if we grow the podcast where we could afford that and make Gerald into one and Terrence into one?
Where they move?
Yeah, where they move.
That would be really fun.
They move when the lights go out in here. But yeah, they don't move too much. They're pretty still when the podcast, like when we're filming here. They're pretty respectful.
It always scared me as a kid, though, like the Showbiz piece, you know?
Like the eyes.
Yeah, the whole
eyes.
Show.
You
can
see behind the fact you can see behind them into the metal.
Yeah. Do you think that those will be one of the first things that that when robots take over, that they will like unbolt themselves and then start running at people?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Are you scared about the future with technology?
In general?
Yeah. With sentient beings?
Yeah.
I mean, just scared about the future in life, for sure.
You think it'll be like Terminator, like for real? Like where they take over?
In a world where Carl Winslow is your best hope against the machines. I gotta fight these machines, Eddie! Steve! Quit throwing pies at these machines! Oh, did I do that? Oh, you don't. You were getting old, Steve. Your voice is cracking. This summer, Terminator's families matter.
Dude.
Jeremiah, will you tell people how much you enjoyed my potato salad?
I need to hear about this story.
Okay.
Ron, give me more context, please.
Jeremiah came over for my 3rd of July. It's a big deal in my house because it's, I moved to Los Angeles on the 4th of July, so it's my anniversary of coming into town. And then I moved into my new house, and we were showing our baby, and Jeremiah came by, and so I made one of my two signature dishes, the other of which is a macaroni and cheese, which is more of a Thanksgiving time dish, and I'm, and the, this one was the potato salad.
Go ahead.
This is a next level potato salad.
Describe it.
Imagine if deviled eggs had an orgy and just started basking in the glow of a sun that didn't spoil them, but rather made them grow and multiply with love. Exactly. In every bite that I had, it was like ecstasy and only good family memories in my mouth. My
God. How'd you develop this recipe?
I just from many years since I was a kid of just making this potato salad was just the thing that I was involved with, and just every I would try adding some things, and then I had to get to a point where you start taking things away when you realize you've gone too far, you know. And so now I've got it to a good point that even the one Jeremiah tried was missing a couple of key ingredients, but it was still good.
It was great. And I've been to White Friends barbecues. I've been to Black Friends barbecues. I've been to Korean barbecues. This potato salad is next level.
It is. I want to try it so bad.
I'm salivating and I'm getting hungry just thinking about the memory of the day.
I want to try some soon. Ron, how do I try your potato salad, man?
You got to be around for an event. I'll be or create an event.
Please,
and then I could bring potato salad with me.
I would love it.
Someone brought a competitive potato salad in a very nice decorative bowl. And then they had to leave it because it was still full. They didn't even want to take the bowl back because it was too full.
They were so ashamed that they're like, keep the bowl.
Yeah, it's a mystery. We don't know. If you could tell us, if you want to talk to a therapist, betterhelp.com.
Fungus.
But if you could tell me, if you're the one who left the competitive potato salad dish in my house, just please admit defeat and tell me who you were.
Mm-hmm. How do you even begin to make it? I have no idea how you even make that.
It just starts with potatoes.
I know it starts with potatoes. But do you bake them? Do you boil them? Like, how
you boil them. You boil them. You skin them. You boil them. And then you mash them up. And then you mix them with your mixings. You usually mayonnaise based or Miracle Whip based. And then you start. And then where you go from there is up to you.
Mm-hmm. And what's the secret ingredient? And you can't say it now. I mean, there's some.
It's not that hard. It's just the balance between the Miracle Whip and the yellow mustard and the Dijon mustard, and then sometimes a little dash of honey and the green onion, and then the hard-boiled egg, the amount of yolk that you put in compared to the amount of white egg that you put in, and then making sure that you had the paprika so that it gets that little.
What's the whole paprika's about? What is the paprika
so that when it hits your senses, that you know that it's more than just like mushy potato? Because that's the problem when you have a bad potato salad is that either is not enough color to it. They don't use the mustard, so it looks a little gray. It looks a little like not fun. And then you don't have that paprika. You don't have that little extra bit of flavor, that little bit of spice. Mm.
Is it caprika or paprika?
I like how you say
paprika.
But I mean, you can call it paprika.
Is that red? Is it like chili base? Like chili pepper base?
Yeah, the red one. Yeah.
What's up? I'm just asking. No, I'm
listening.
I don't know much about it. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about it. Yeah.
Well, what about so far, we've learned about autism today. We've learned about potato salad.
Mm hmm.
I didn't know
what would split our friendship.
The amount. Yeah. And then I also didn't know that Steve has a killer Macho Man Randy Savage impression in his back pocket that he's ready to flaunt at any moment.
He was a beautiful man. Mm-hmm. Is he still around?
No.
Oh, he died.
He did. He passed away.
Rest in peace.
He had a heart attack while he was driving a car and then hit a pole.
Was cocaine involved?
I mean, from from build up, sure, in the background.
Yeah. Residual.
Yeah, sure, was hanging out saying, I'm here.
Oh, I forgot Jake the Snake.
Mm-hmm. He's still around.
You know, I did a movie with Jake the Snake.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did an indie movie with him.
Oh, just you don't have to say it was indie.
Yeah, you gotta.
You know, build yourself up a little bit. Studio feature with Jake the Snake.
Yeah, dude, that's not indie, bro. Do you want to build it up a little bit?
Yeah, man. It had a smaller budget. Yeah. Most of it went to Jake.
Yeah. Well, Jake, I'm sure Jake spread it around.
I was in a movie called The Bet.
Oh.
That you can watch on Amazon Prime with Jake the Snake Roberts, DDP, Rest in peace. Roddy Piper makes a cameo in it.
Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a big deal.
Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, nice.
He even made a cameo in it.
Wow, this was just a big wrestling movie. Yeah.
It was a comedy where the writers were big wrestling fans, and they were like, "Let's like merge." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's some cool cameos in it.
What was the auditioning process like? Who was your competition there? Like,
I have no idea who my competition was necessarily.
But you had auditioned several times.
Can you give us a couple of lines from your audition thing?
Yeah, give us a couple lines.
Oh, man. Ooh. Ooh. I'm trying to think of like some of the dialogue from this.
Yeah.
Old man opportunity came and knocked on the door. It was like something like that.
So this was well written.
I was like a stoner type that didn't smoke weed. Yeah. I was like a burnout that lived in a garage. So my character's name was Wiggins, and he Wiggins. Lived in the garage with DDP mm-hmm. and DDP's son. And I was best friends with the son.
Nice.
Yeah,
that seems fun.
That was fun.
When'd you do this?
2016, I think.
Oh,
15, 16.
Okay. You never brought this up ever. You never mentioned any of this.
It was a lifetime ago.
So much today.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is cool, that I think that the viewers will think is cool too, you and I both voice characters in the DC universe.
That's true.
Interesting.
I thought that it could be fun that maybe the two of them maybe link up.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I think they're arriving.
Start it up.
Well, well, well. If it isn't my favorite shock of all time.
How you doing, Joker? I like that. I don't have to really do much compared to you. I'm just here to work on the IT, if you don't mind.
Well, everything's a performance with me. Yes, I know that. But yes, the Ethernet cable's loose over there. I don't know what Harlequin did.
Well, I can tell you what she's been doing lately with Poison Ivy, but I'm sure, actually, you might be interested.
Oh, pray do tell.
Well, they've been boning.
What?
Yeah. Well, we're real happy for them, and you know, we just, whatever, love is love.
Can you install maybe a, camera for security purposes?
Oh, absolutely. What are you looking for? Wi-Fi bays, Bluetooth, just straight wire, Cat 6? What do you want?
I mean, what's this Cat 6 I hear all about? Wait, did you say Cat 6 or Bat 6?
Well, it feels to me like you got some previous issues that got here before I was here. Maybe there's some things that you were a little bit preoccupied or concerned with.
I might have been.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, as someone who's been through several bad relationships, the one thing you got to learn to do is move on. Because only at some point, you just hurting you. They're not hurting you anymore. He's going around Gotham. He's going around space. He's fighting Superman, for God's sakes. He's not thinking about you.
I move on when I want to move on. Oh, well. Seems like the Riddler just showed up.
Hi, what are you guys up to?
We're talking internet specifications and whatnot. Have you two met each other?
No, but I've left some riddles for both of you.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm not. I like it when people talk directly. Thank you.
Well, there's $5 million on the line.
Oh, here we go.
If you question or answer this riddle, how much money will it take to break up the notorious Scissor Brothers?
Okay, now this I'm interested in.
Ooh.
We'll have to tune in for another time.
Till next time, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like me and Jeremiah are going to get sued and fired.
Quite possibly.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, man, it's crazy that they stopped by together.
Yeah.
King Shark and Joker and Riddler all in one spot? Who would have known?
How long you guys been doing the voiceover thing?
Ron's been at it longer than I have.
How long you been doing that?
Honestly, Ron was very inspiring to me with the voiceover stuff because I had been wanting to do it for a while, and he kind of was like, well, it's easy to say you want to do it. What are you doing about it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We had one of those like bro conversations where he's looking out for
And then how did you break into that market?
Well, I mean, for me, it was more falling into it just because I have a fun voice, and I just went in and auditioned. The first thing I think the first voiceover thing I auditioned for was for Trolls, and basically, for this show called Home, based off the old movie for DreamWorks, and that's how I started working with DreamWorks. And I was a little apprehensive about it because a lot of my comedian friends were very much into like being purists when it comes to like stand up, just focused mostly on stand up. But then, you know, I just started thinking about some of the people who I grew up looking up to, like Robin Williams and Chris Rock, and that they had done so much of this type of stuff. And I just got into it and really started falling in love with it because I get to, you know, find a whole different type of audience of younger people and do different things, going to Comic-Con this weekend because of that. So it's really, really fun. I like it.
Robin Williams, he was a unique dude, huh?
Like, yeah,
multi-talented.
Right? Oh, yeah. One of the most talented ever.
Can we do a fun little game? Because I'm a fan of his movies.
Okay.
Top three Robin Williams movies.
Ooh.
Well, I have to start. Is that
No. I'll start.
Well, yeah, let's.
I can start.
Okay.
Or if you know yours right off the bat, you can go. I know right off the bat, Hook and Mrs. Doubtfire.
I knew you were gonna say Hook, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hook, Mrs. Doubtfire, Jumanji, easily.
Okay.
Easily.
1 hour photo.
Ooh.
Yeah, 1 hour photo and Dead Poets Society.
That's a good one. I also loved The Final Cut as well. Is he in The Final Cut, right? Wait. What am I thinking?
We can edit
of?
That out if he isn't.
I'm going to go with Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Oh, right.
One of my career highlights was for live shows. Like, career highlights for live shows. Was I did the genie from Aladdin. I did my Robin Williams impression. Mm-hmm. This was an old Kill Tony that we did in New York where Gilbert Gottfried was the special guest. And Joel Jimenez played Aladdin. I played the genie. And then we were on there with Gilbert Gottfried. And he was cracking up like at our like little quips and stuff the whole time. And it just felt so good because he was just such a great comic that I was like, oh, this is so fun. Felt like a weird, like, closest cast reunion that you can get without the real people.
That's real fun. That's beautiful time. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Have you guys ever, when did he pass away? Do you remember?
A while ago.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you guys, because you guys were on the Comedy Store, if you guys ever, had an experience, like, interaction with him or something.
I just ran into him at Meltdown. He was just buying comic books.
He was at Meltdown Comics?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Meltdown.
He'd
go there. Yeah.
I buy comic books all the time. But I just saw him there once, and it was just, I didn't go out to him or anything, but it was just a cool experience to just see
someone just chilling, buying comic books. He was chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a cool story.
Yeah.
Robin Williams just at Meltdown, yeah.
But my favorite story is Bobcat Goldthwait's story, because him and Robin were like really, really close friends. And he told a story about how Robin loved to play Call of Duty, and that he was like,
"Come again? Say that again."
Robin, he liked to play Call of Duty a lot. He was really into playing online, and then he said it would always make Bobcat laugh, because he's like, so there's some kid out there who's going, "I'm pretty sure the genie from Aladdin just called me a cocksucker."
My God, that's so cool. He played Warzone.
Yeah.
That's well, so cool.
We
would have
been way pre-Warzone.
Oh, Call of Duty, like the OG. This is OG Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I kind of hopped on it later. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's cool. He played first-person shooters. He was just on there randomly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Regular. That's fun to think of it that way. Where you're like, oh, regular. I mean, he loved video games. Real, I mean, he named his daughter Zelda.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He liked video games?
Yeah. He said it's just that he named his daughter Zelda. You hear him say that?
From The Legend of Zelda?
I named my child Bowser. Like from the Mario Bros. Bowser?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get Hey, I'm going to psychiatrist soon, guys, huh? So all this ADHD, all that the stuff I'm missing, I wanna get that fixed.
Man.
I'm getting that fixed.
Hey.
Go ahead. Massage?
You're perfect.
Okay. I'm far from perfect. But hey, at least I'm realizing I'm gonna work on it, guys. I
want
to be more present.
Embrace
yeah.
with all the rest.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do two things.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we always do a challenge on this show.
Uh-oh.
And we also, before that, I kind of want to do a dance break with Ron in the middle.
I think that'd be fun.
So I want to do a dance break here in a second. And then after the dance break, we're going to explain what kind of challenge we're doing in the middle. And that's how we're going to close out this podcast.
Okay.
You down to do a challenge with the Scissor Bros, Ron?
It really depends on what it is, because this is the part that I see the most online. So,
which challenges have you seen?
I mean, it just usually I would boil them all down to like licking whipped cream off of each other's butt cheeks or something. Like that's what I feel like they most of them feel like to me.
Well. That's not a challenge.
I don't think
we've done yet.
We haven't done that, but hey, thank you for the idea.
Thank you for the idea.
Thank you for that.
And thank you for the episode that you'll see next week on Scissor Bros. Man. You know what's hard?
I like your mic.
Let me say this.
I like his
mic. You know what's hard about Ron, about the way he roasts, is it goes in smoother than a butter knife your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I love it.
Smiles and is like, oh, does this hurt?
Yeah.
I'm turning it.
I love that.
Just straight.
Wow. I love that about him.
Wow.
Speaks his mind, man.
You don't even realize that he's roasted you until your body is decomposing and burnt to a crisp outside of the hospital where he dropped you off. So we're going to dance away this negativity right now. And then we're going to do the challenge, and Ron's going to like it, and he's going to do it.
Yes.
Oh, wait, guys, I forgot the music. Is it okay if I add it in later?
Sure.
Okay, so Ron, if you're not familiar, then we're going to have to dance in silence for a little bit, but I think it's going to be a good time.
Okay.
All right. And one, two, three.
I want some tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's time
enough
for a date service.
That's what I'll be.
You got every flavor.
I got every flavor. Every flavor.
Okay, that's not pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not pretty good. So basically, there's an internet trend going on right now that is called the Tortilla Slap Challenge.
And it's where you take tortillas and everyone fills their mouth with water.
Okay. And you slap your friend in the face with the tortilla.
With and just the tortilla part?
Just the tortilla, not, okay, not hand or anything.
Okay. Okay.
And the first person to laugh or spill the water, mm-hmm, loses.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Can I ask why they weren't in a bag? Why did you just on a shag carpet to start with?
I brought them fresh from a brand new package inside. Okay. Okay. So I put them on the floor over here, okay, where nobody was stepping.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Oh, this is where nobody was stepping.
Yeah, where nobody was stepping.
Okay, cool.
Right? That
okay
makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you get one.
Okay.
Yeah. I gave you the one in the middle, even.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we just, Ron, here's your water?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. And the loser, do we know what the loser doing? You want to face the camera?
Yeah. Maybe the loser has to eat all the tortillas.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The loser has to eat all the tortillas.
Yeah.
All three of them?
Yeah. Or at least one.
Maybe all three. That's
okay,
a punishment. That's
okay
a punishment.
So
okay
we just have water.
So get a mouthful of water. It's got to be pretty full. Okay. And we're rock, paper, scissoring to see who's going to get slapped. Now, there's two tactics to this, okay? You can, the person that you're doing, mm-hmm, let's say, like, you and I, Rochambeau.
Water.
Yeah, yeah. While the explanation's going on. Face the camera.
Okay, so.
While we're doing Rochambeau, mm-hmm, let's say you lost, okay, mm-hmm, to my Rochambeau. Mm-hmm. I have the choice to either hit you because you lost or sneak attack Ron, mm-hmm, to try to make you laugh instead.
Okay.
You know
so
what I'm saying?
So it's like a laughing game.
It's a laughing game.
Okay.
You're trying not to spill your water.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so when do you want us to fill up?
I say we fill up now.
Fill up now, guys. Yeah. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
God, you guys made me laugh. I have to eat all these?
I want Ron and I to face down.
Yeah, yeah, you guys do a face down. Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Here, grab your tortilla. Mm-hmm. Grab your tortilla. Grab your tortilla. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. God dang it. I wasn't thinking. Why did I laugh? Mm-hmm.
You guys, come on in. Come on in, Steve.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. Ron, do you have anything you want to plug or anything, brother? Before you go? Start munching
on it. Loot on Apple TV Plus is out. Me, Maya Rudolph, Joakim Booster, wonderful people. Check that out. Harley Quinn on HBO Max is out July 28th. Check out my podcast, Getting Better with Ron Funches. Also, my new pro wrestling podcast starts on Spotify Live July 31st if you love pro wrestling. Other than that, that's it. Oh, Twitch, come watch me play games. Ron underscore Funches. I'm in the multiverses right now. King Shark for multiverses. Get it trending. It's cool if not.
I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin.
I forgot about touring.
I'll be in Dallas, Texas coming up. I'll be in Albany, New York, and Huntington Beach at the Rec Room in August, all in August. Steve, do you have anything you want me to plug for you? Watch the Stevie Weeby Show. It's a great program. Yeah, He's got a lot of good people on there. Mm-hmm. And we love you guys. And we want to thank our pal Ron Funches for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Go to ronfunches.com for tour dates. I'll be in Phoenix, Chicago, Minneapolis, and other places. So come by. All
right. Love you guys. Bye.
Finish it, man. Yeah. Finish that.
Got it. That's a lot of tortilla left. Do you not chew?
Oh, that's fine.
It comes paste. It becomes a paste.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be difficult.
Yep.
Well, you're gonna time lapse.
Technique ever. By the way, you smack the crap out of me. I got just your chin.
I tried. I mean, it's still all tortilla, right? No hand, right?
Oh no, it's all tortilla.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all tortilla.
Oh,
species right now.
Too close. Too close to me. It's
like we found you at the bottom of a whale. Give me just water and a pile of tortillas, please.
Coming out's gonna be hard too.
Hello.
Perfect.
Yeah. Scissor Brothers.
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal Gerald, and I gotta apologize to my friend Ron Funches, who's nothing but a sweetheart and sat in the corner next to me with tons of glee, and I threatened to fight him. I don't know what's going on with me lately, guys. I guess I've just been a little bit down, but I guess that's what Scissor Bros is best for, bringing you out of a dark hole. So I just want to say I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing positive weekend and you get your dicks and clits wet, because, you know, outside of love, friendship, family, and if you believe in the higher power or whatever, sex is pretty lit. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
He looks up to the sky and he sees the moon and one single star, and that star's name is Ron. That star's name is Ron.